Quarterback Alec Ingold was Wisconsin High School Football Player of the Year his senior season at Bayport High. He amassed over 3,700 yards total offense with over 40 touchdowns on the ground and through the air. Football was king, but then it moved to the back seat when he moved to Madison to play for the Badgers. He found a personal, life-changing relationship with Jesus. Hi, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with that tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can learn more or give anytime, quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Alec Ingold transitioned to fullback with Wisconsin from that high school quarterback spot. Last year, he scored 7 touchdowns for a team that finished 8-5. He is training for the NFL draft and combine. We've been talking with him this week about that. So this is our first chance, Alec, to get to know you on Sports and Commentary. And one of the fun things I get to do is to explore how an athlete or coach has come to a life-changing, eternal bond with Jesus. That's happened for you. What's your story?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, growing up in a Christian Catholic household, just knowing that church was important. Grandma basically ran the church back home, so we were in church every week. So I knew that it was going to be an important part of my life. But going off to college and kind of learning everything out on my own was really big for me, because it's not a priority all of a sudden. You can do whatever you want and go wherever you want on Sundays and on the weekends. So being able to kind of figure out how God is important in your life, and not necessarily how your family sets it up, but how he's important in your life as an individual was really important for me. And I think my junior year is really when I found, my connection with God, just being able to, that, like I said earlier, I was a backup, and having to learn how to be a backup was tough for me because I was always growing a role. I was always getting better. I was always getting more on the field. And it's more and more and more was always kind of happening for me physically and athletically. And when that wasn't happening, when I wasn't sacrificing enough, and when I wasn't, putting in the time and playing as well as I should have, I kind of put all my eggs into one basket, and I just kept focusing on football, and I focused on practice and weightlifting, and I wasn't really thinking about my spiritual self or my educational self. And it was becoming very apparent, I was a cranky dude. I wasn't in a good mood basically ever. And we had an FCA director, Steve Collins, come up to me, and he's like, "Dude, you're not yourself. We need to talk." And just being able to sit with him just for a little bit, the first time we met, one-on-one, just to talk about life and just figure out what was going on, was really important, just to kind of take a step back, take a deep breath. And then at the end, he told me he loved me. And I think that completely changed my life, because, the way I thought about love, previously to that was, I love my family, and, that's kind of your circle is the people you love. And this guy I met for the first time one-on-one, and, having a real conversation with him, he tells me he loves me. I felt God through him. He was there for me. He was a shoulder, a rock that, I needed leaning on. And that completely changed my mindset. The next handful of weeks and up to a month or two, just meeting with him once a week and building a relationship that was faith-driven. It was based on faith. It was based on, we're talking scripture. We're talking about who God is to us, and having conversations with him and praying, just really understanding that spiritual side was kind of, dried up. I wasn't feeding that part of my soul. I wasn't feeding that part of my personality enough. And feeding into that was game-changing for me. Just seeing how all of a sudden grades started getting better, my friendships, my relationships with people started getting better, play on the field starting getting better. Everything kind of blossomed after that, because I felt so tense. I felt like everything was squeezed. My eyebrows were kind of, down every single day. And, just being able to take that deep breath with God and realize that he's there for me, having daily conversations, reading scripture, just learning to love a little bit more openly went a long way. And, you know, being a football player is kind of hard to say that because you're supposed to be tough, you're supposed to be mean and nasty and all that. But, you know, off the field, I really found myself kind of carrying that over with me. And once I talked to Steve and he told me, you know, he loved me, and I started to feel that way about him too. I truly cared about him and truly appreciated everything he did for me. I could kind of feel, you know, the growth in my walk of life and, you know, my purpose of being a good person and, you know, spreading that love just, you know, just exemplified just what I was going through and kind of adverse situation and growing from it.
Praise the Lord for Steve Collins' influence in your life at FCA there in Madison. Our guest, Alec Ingold, 6'2", 246-pound fullback for the Wisconsin Badgers, getting ready for a potential NFL career down at a training center in Nashville. Thanks for coming back today, Alec. God bless you.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate it.